Les was absolutely thrilled when I handed him the song for publication, and true to form, he asked when I was going to finish the rest of the album. Fortunately, I anticipated the question and already had plans for studio recordings of at least three more. The studio I owned had been getting some business in, run by one of my associates for the most part, which helped pay for the maintenance and his salary. Finding a good time to record was no problem. Meanwhile, Stan was getting on my case about my appearance.
Look, Birch, it don't matter whether you like it or not. It's cottage cheese day today. You've become way too fat for stage work. And I definitely don't want what happened to Cass Elliot happening to you.
Well, can't you put some fruit in it or something?
Well, not until we get you down to a better weight. Remember, I'm doing this right along with you, too. I'm sitting at that desk too long myself. Oh, and once you're down a few inches, we're getting you a new wardrobe. You need to revamp your image. Something more suitable for an older crowd.
You really want me to go on tour, huh?
Yes. But not because I want to get rid of you. It's just like the recording, Birch. You need it. You know it, I know it. You belong on the road, despite your well-known motion sickness.
If anyone outside were watching us, they would think we were a married couple the way we argue. But, like I said, we're blood brothers, not mates. Stan recommended I try putting more dark songs on the album, partly because he said I do them well, and was a departure from most of the stuff the Beach Bears had done. So I decided to record one I wrote on a whim while I was feeling a bit down. Huh. Funny. The sad songs were how Stargazer started out. Now he sounds so much better singing love songs. And I'm the one singing the sad ones.
Casey joins the hollow sound of silent people walking down the stairway to the subway in the shadows down below. Following their footsteps through the neon darkened corridors of silent desperation, never speaking to a soul. The poison air he's breathing has the dirty smell of dying, 'cause it's never seen the sunshine and it's never felt the rain. But Casey minds the arrows and ignores the fatal echoes of the clicking of the turnstile and the rattle of his chains. Oh, she said, Casey, it's been so long since I've seen you. Here, she said, just inside the golden crown for something wet to wipe away the chill that's on his bones. Seeing his reflection in the lives of all the lonely men who reach for anything they can to keep from going home. Standing in the corner, Casey drinks his pint of bitter, never glancing in the mirror at the people passing by. And he stumbles as he's leaving, and he wonders if the reason is the beer that's in his belly or the tear that's in his eye. Oh. here, she said.